This is Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center at St. Vrain Valley Schools.
Estás escuchando Tech Talks con KGNU de parte de estudiantes del Innovation Center en las escuelas St. Vrain Valley.
On April 19th, students from the Innovation Center in St. Vrain Valley Schools attended the Road to Mars Conference in Longmont, Colorado.
It's for us to push out. So what are we doing right now? What are the goals? You know, we talk about EM1, EM2. That's what we're focused on today. The goal of the first launch, which today is uncrewed, is to essentially, as you would imagine, we want to launch the rocket. You know, we do.
What I found interesting about this conference was the discussion about how the rocket is going to be one of the largest rockets we've ever built or seen being built, and how there are some new challenges that are coming up.
We reassess our manifest, and we're going through that assessment right now. Either way, the plan is we are building two rockets right now, and the goal is at the end of it to have a human-rated freighter truck, and that's what we want this launch vehicle to be. It will have more payload capacity and more voluminous payload capacity than we've ever had.
Things are also coming up that are really, really exciting, like with all the awareness that has been brought to attention with protecting our planet and protecting our environment, knowing things like we might be able to, in very recent years, explore other planets and see other places that we could inhabit and that humans could live in is really, really exciting. So being able to, even though there are all those issues like radiation that we could be exposed to, all quite a lot of issues that we need to look at before we are able to go on an exploration like this, it's still really comforting to know that even with everything going on here on Earth, there is hope for us to be able to reach another planet. And
I will say, you know, you've heard the saying that it takes a village to raise a child. Well, it takes a nation to build a rocket.
And it's really just individual countries battling to see if they have the best technology, when in reality, if we all came together to work toward this, then we get to Mars much more quickly than we are currently.
There's the chance that we might be able to take human life to another planet, and eventually in the future might even be able to inhabit it. But we do need to look at the reasons behind it. And the reasons behind it are because we know that eventually the planet that we currently are on is not going to be inhabitable anymore. So the technology and the advances that we're making are, like I said, really, really exciting. But we also could
be a scientific possibility that we can travel to Mars. And so there were stories like The Martian that got very popularized both as a novel and as a movie that have been kind of promoting science and technology to kids in the way of showing us the beauty of exploring another planet potentially.
It's possible with all the technology that we have now to potentially in the future be able to go to Mars, because, you know, we've just gotten so far.
We are evolving. Between EM1 and EM2, our goal is to increase this vehicle's launch capacity by adding to it a new upper stage that is larger than the one we're flying on EM1. And I won't steal your thunder, Charles. But that's also happening right now. Maybe we'd like to go to
Mars because we should be able to take care of this planet. And eventually, maybe we could inhabit Mars. But in the meantime, I just really hope that we can, you know, all learn to take care of the planet and learn to love it and learn that no resources aren't forever. We're not going to have everything. It doesn't last forever, so we just need to take care of it and not take it for granted. But technology-wise, I do think that we are improving a lot more, and we already have a lot of advances that we didn't have before. So I do think that potentially we could get there.
You've been listening to Tech Talks on KGNU with students from the Innovation Center.
Una vez más, estuviste escuchando Tech Talks on KGNU con estudiantes del Innovation Center.